AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Malaysian state television is reporting there are no more hostages at the Radisson Blu Hotel in the capital, in Bamako. The report says there are 18 bodies so far. An extremist group that broke away from Al-Qaeda in North Africa is claiming responsibility for the attack. The group is called the Morabitoons, and they want their fighters freed from prisons in Mali. A U.S. military official says at least six Americans have been evacuated. More from the AP's Andrew Selsky.
There are Malian soldiers outside the hotel. Our photographer got images of people fleeing the area around the hotel with the Malian soldiers standing by and pointing the way for them to get to safety.
U.S. troops are helping Mali's military attempt to rescue hostages. The Prime Minister of France says one more person has died as a result of last week's attacks in Paris, raising the total to 130. French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius says the fight against the Islamic State group is a national security issue.
It is not because of what we are doing that they attack us. It's because they want to attack us that we have to deal with them.
French authorities say police have conducted 793 raids since last week's attacks in Paris. Ted Cruz is among several Republican candidates for president who say they're against Donald Trump's call for a mandatory database to track Muslims in America. The Obama administration wants a speedy decision from the Supreme Court on its plan to shield from deportation and give work permits to millions of immigrants living in the country illegally. Legal papers were filed today with the court. The immigrants affected by the plan are mainly the parents of American citizens and lawful permanent residents. Princeton University has agreed to look into the legacy of alumnus and former President Woodrow Wilson after a group of students staged a sit-in to protest Wilson's views on race and segregation. Wall Street stocks higher, the Dow up 100 points. This is AP Radio News. President Obama has started a three-day trip to Muslim-majority Malaysia. The AP's Mark Smith reports he is rallying support for the campaign against Islamic State militants.
Meeting with President Najib Razak, the president noted Malaysia hosts an Islamic center for battling the militants' propaganda.
It uses all the tools of social media and engagement with scholars.
And Najib said while military strikes are important, battling the Islamic State group's ideology is crucial.
It is evil. It is against Islam. It's a perversion of Islam.
Obama says Malaysia and other Muslim-majority countries can battle it best by setting an example of tolerance. Mark Smith, Washington.
Shares in Volkswagen are rising. There are reports the cost of fixing VWs, at least in Germany, may be lower than expected. Diesel engines need to be fixed that were identified to have emission testing cheating software. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.